Hello, hello. Welcome back to Meeting Your Magic. I'm your host, Kira Doyle. I'm really happy you're here. Today, we are getting into receiving vibes, and this is one of my favorite things. So if you are wondering why you're not receiving what you're trying to manifest, this episode is for you. So when we try to manifest something, especially if we're using law of attraction, on a conscious level, we really might be aligned to it, right? We might be feeling deeply into the desire. We might be imagining how we're going to feel when it's ours. And yet, on a subconscious level, we still may be telling the universe to pump the brakes. And what signals those brakes is fear. And you might be thinking, well, the only thing I'm afraid of is not getting what I want. But I want you to take a look around right now and look at your life. Look at the life you have without having that thing. And tell me, is there anything scary about it? Probably not, right? I mean, you're surviving. You have a 100% track record for surviving up until right now. So it's not so scary that we don't get the thing that we want. If we really want to make ourselves ready to receive the manifestation, it requires us to uncover the fears we have around getting what we want. And I know that you have some fears around getting what you want, because if every cell of your being was aligned to your manifestation, it would already be yours. So I'm going to share an activity that you can use to uncover and then rewrite your fears to have them work for you so that you can be ready to receive. So take out a piece of paper, or when you can, write at the top of a piece of paper. When I have insert the thing that I'm trying to manifest, I'm afraid that. So when I have the thing I'm trying to manifest, I'm afraid that. And complete the sentence. So let's go with the example of manifesting partnership. When I have a partner, I'm afraid that I will completely abandon myself. So that would be one. And now do this 15 to 20 more times. And I know that might feel like a lot. Like, when I have a partner, I'm afraid that. When I have a partner, I'm afraid that. But I promise you, that some of those deeper fears that are really blocking you are not even going to come up until you're 9 or 10 in. You can take a couple of days. You know, you might find that something comes to you when you're driving or walking down the street. Once you kind of start to peel back the fears, there's usually another one sitting right under there ready to be revealed. So check in after a couple of days and ask yourself, have I gotten all my fears down? And if you're feeling good about it, we can move on to the second part of the activity. You're going to take out another piece of paper, keep your fear list right next to you. And this time we're going to write affirmations. So using the example of partnership, I like to start by asking myself, what if the opposite was true? So looking at this idea of abandonment of self in partnership, you may choose to write for your affirmation, when I have a partner, they will create a safe environment of acceptance, love, and freedom for me to be more myself than I've ever been. See how I did that? It's just the absolute opposite of abandoning self. So instead of abandoning, I'm finding more of myself than I've ever found. Once you've written every fear into a positive, now you can rip up and burn your fear list because you're not going to need it anymore. And this affirmation list is the one that you're going to keep. Put it somewhere where you can easily see it or access it and revisit it daily. This is the magic that will tell the universe it's time to put the foot on the gas again. Let's get ready and bring this manifestation in. And you will be ready to receive it. Thank you so much for being here today. If you like this podcast, please rate and review or share it with a friend who would love it too. Until next time, stay in your magic.